And what is the nature of the connection there? What does this have in common with what has been said? He may be hinting at them for their arrogance, encouraging the disciples to name themselves after them, as he said in the earlier letter, "I follow Paul and I follow Apollos." Or perhaps he suggests something even more serious. What might this be? Seeing how they waged aggressive battles against them and schemed against them at every turn, is it, he asks, us you fight and wage war against? No, but against him that we preach, for we do not preach ourselves. I am a servant. I am merely a minister to those who accept the gospel, doing everything on behalf of another, and for his glory I do everything I do. Thus, by waging war against me, you are attacking what is his. For I am so far from exploiting any part of the gospel for my own personal gain that I would even willingly serve you for Christ's sake, recognizing how he has honored you, how much he loved you and did all things for your sake. This is why he says, "And we are your servants for Christ's sake." Do you see a soul uninterested in personal glory? In reality, he claims, we not only refuse to appropriate anything of our master's, but even submit ourselves to you for his sake.